The following is a presentation of KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on AM 1220 and FM 101.1 KJAN. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by members of the KJAN All Sports Booster Association. Now, here are Jim Field and Chris Parks.
Welcome, everyone, to Carroll, Iowa, tonight. Kemper Catholic High School is the site for our boys' varsity contest this evening between the Kemper Catholic Knights and the Atlantic Trojans here as we get set for basketball this evening between the two teams that, of course, very familiar with each other over the years. And Carroll Kemper expecting to have a very successful season this year. They knew they had a lot of players coming back that would give them a chance to have a good run this year, and they're off to a pretty good start here so far with a 4-1 record and a 3-0 in conference play for the Atlantic Trojans. It's been a little bit of a slower start for them, 1-4 overall and 0-4 in conference play, and Coach Alan Jenkins, of course, got a very young team that he's trying to work with and trying to get prepared here for this season. And we'll see what they can do tonight here on the road against a very good team.
Well, we sure hope to see what they'll get going here tonight. It's a tough way to start the post-Christmas portion of your schedule with one of the better teams in the conference and doing it on the road. But, you know, we'll see what kind of things have happened over the Christmas break. You know, it's a nice break in high school basketball. You get those first, you know, maybe half a dozen or so games out of the way, especially with a young team. See where you are, then you got a couple of weeks, you don't have to worry about games. You can just go out and work on some things and make it happen from there. We'll see what they've come up with since then after this Christmas break has finished up here, and they have to get back on the road against a real good team. Kemper Catholic tied for the top of the conference right now. There are only three undefeated teams in the conference. Creston's 2-0, then Harlan and Kemper Catholic are both 3-0 in conference play. The Knights are 4-1 overall, and Atlantic is 0-4 on the season in the conference, 1-4 overall. Atlantic's only win coming against Red Oak in a non-conference game. I know it's a conference team, but it was a non-conference game that night as they were a 61-33 winner. Otherwise, they've lost to St. Albert on the road and Shenandoah on the road in a tough one where they lost a four-point game. Also lost a four-point game at home to Creston, a game they saw slip away late, and then they were defeated on against Glenwood at home as well. For Kemper Catholic, they are 4-1 overall. That only loss coming on the road, didn't have to travel far, just cross town to Carroll, a 63-42 loss. But otherwise, they've beaten Clarinda handily. They beat St. Albert by 20-plus, beat Lewis Central by a nice margin, and then had a nice victory over a pretty decent Creston team, too, winning by 19 points. So, you know, it's a pretty tough team. They're pretty loaded. They've got a lot of seniors on the basketball team. It'll be fun to see how Atlantic approaches this tonight.
So a tough task for the Trojans tonight here for sure. And we'll see how they fare. The JV contest wrapped up just a little while ago. It was Kemper winning that one by a final score of 54-36 over Atlantic. So the Knights already picked up one victory here this evening in that junior varsity contest. We're getting set for varsity play. Both teams out on the floor getting warmed up here this evening for our game. And we want to thank you for joining us. And you can join us, don't forget, in a number of different ways here on the radio at AM 1220, FM 101.1. On the web as well at KJN.com. There's streaming audio there. There's also live video there for you as well. If you go to the TV page, go to KJN.com. For the TV page, you'll see a video player that's right there on the screen. Just click the play button there in that box, and that gets it going. It's already up there running for you here tonight, so you can check out the ball game there. If you can't make it out to see it live in person, we'll give you the opportunity to see it on the web. Also, we can get in touch with you if you're out and about on the go. If you download the free KJAN app to your smartphone, if you have an iPhone or an Android-based phone, just go to the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store. Download the KJAN app. Just takes a few seconds, and when you open that app up, the stream will start right up there for you. So hope you take advantage of that as well. Kemper Catholic and Atlantic tonight in boys high school hoops. We'll be back and let you know more about this one here as we get set for basketball tonight. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Peck Trucking and Excavation. They have dozers, excavators, and skid loaders for work on terraces, waterways, and demolition for building sites, and your general farm needs. If you need rock and dirt, they can bring it to you. Give owner David Peck a call at 712-789-0707 or 712-767-2617. Valley Mutual Insurance in Atlantic, encouraging you to have your insurance coverages reviewed by their friendly professional staff. It could paint a brighter picture for your future. Give Valley Mutual Insurance of Atlantic a call today at 243-4392. Denison Tire and Auto Center at 506 West 4th Street in Atlantic means performance for your car. Check out their low everyday price on tires and enjoy their old-fashioned service at Denison Tire and Auto Center in Atlantic.
Welcome back to Kemper Catholic High School here in Carroll, Iowa, as we get set for a boys varsity contest tonight between the Atlantic Trojans and the Kemper Catholic Knights. We talked about the games that these teams have played so far to get to the records that they have here on the year, which are just a reverse of each other, 1-4 for the Trojans and 4-1 for the Knights. And take a little bit closer look here at some of these players that are going to have an impact on the game here tonight. Of course, we know Atlantic, a very young team, but is relying a lot on a lot of young players to kind of be the leaders of this squad. Both sophomore Ryan Hawkins and freshman Garrett Franken are kind of the two guys they're looking for as far as delivering the bulk of the scoring here for this team this year. And for the most part, they've done a pretty good job of getting that done here early in the season. Obviously, a lot of improvement needs to be made to put it all together to get more victories, but I think those two guys are starting to make that progression, and maybe the holiday break helped them to get some more things figured out.
Well, for young guys making their first opportunity, you know, try to count here on the varsity level, hit the Hawkeye 10, I mean, it's one thing to be a freshman, sophomore starter when you're talking about being real young and doing things like that, but I mean, you talk about in the Hawkeye, that's a little tough. You know, it's a pretty good conference to do that in. But Hawkins averaging just a shade under 15 points a game. Shooting well from the floor. He's 49% from the floor on the year, 67% from the free throw line. Garrett Franken's in double digits on the year, averaging about 12 points a game. The shooting touch isn't quite there yet at 37%, but an 81% free throw shooter on the year. And Joel Walker averaging just a shade under 9 points per ball game here on the season as well. Hawkins is also the leading rebounder for Atlantic. He also leads them in steals and block shots. So he's having a pretty good all-around season for his first go-around here at the varsity level as a sophomore.
So let's look there at the Trojans, a young squad here on the season. But on the other side of the coin for the Kemper Catholic Knights, they have a lot of senior leadership out there on the floor. There's a whole lot of SRs on that roster as you look up and down the sheet. And there's a number of different guys that can step up and score for them, and a lot of guys that have obviously a lot of experience playing over the years and with each other, so that develops that cohesion.
Yeah, they are, and they do a pretty good job. They've got a lot of guys shooting a very high percentage. Cole Neary leads them 17 points a game, shooting 59% from the floor and 66% from the arc, or from the free throw line, rather, on the season. Sam Brinks averaging just over 12 points a game, shooting 64% from the floor, 65% from the free throw line. Chase Rupiper averages 8 points a game, shooting 59% from the floor. Alex Gunnarsson averaging about 6.5 points a game, shooting 61% from the floor. Even Josh Earlbeck, these guys, a lot of them shooting such good percentages. As a team, they're just a hair under 50%, 49.6% from the field. On the season, they shoot 60% from the free throw line and about 35% from the three-point line on the year. A lot of quality guys out there with big bodies that have been playing for a number of years here for Kemper Catholic, and that's tough. Sam Brinks leads them by a long shot in rebounds. He's got 49 so far on the season in just those five games, so he's averaging just about 10 rebounds per game on the season. So, some good-sized bodies, some good-sized players, and they went deep into the tournament last year. They know what it's like to play in some big games.
Let's look at these two clubs. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back, get you the starting lineups, and get ready for tip-off. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. See the staff for information on your prescription and over-the-counter drug needs. Your link to good health is Rex Pharmacy, the Blue Front store in downtown Atlantic. Exira Care Center has a 17-bed Alzheimer's unit in addition to 49 nursing beds. The facility offers a warm and home-like atmosphere for their residents and families. Their dedicated and caring staff work as a team to make sure each and every resident is cared for and made to feel at home. Exira Care Center, caring for those you love. Swanson Marine LLC in Harlan, providing fishing and pleasure boating sales and service since 1956. They sell new and pre-owned boats and also work on motors. Call them on weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon at 712-755-5188.
Welcome back to Kemper Catholic High School in Carroll, Iowa. Getting set for high school varsity basketball here between the Atlantic Trojans and the Kemper Catholic Knights. Both teams just finishing up their warm-ups, getting ready to be introduced here to the crowd, and we'll go ahead and get right into those starting lineups for you as well. Starting off with the visiting Atlantic Trojans, here's how they'll line up for Coach Alan Jenkins tonight. Number three, Joe Walker, the 6'2 junior, who will run the point guard position for the most part tonight. Number 23, Ryan Hawkins, a 6'5 sophomore. Number 33, Garrett Franken, the 6'5 freshman. Number 41, Nick Podaisky, the 6'3 junior. And number 51, Adam Weezer, the 6'4 senior. That's your starting five tonight here for the Trojans.
Yeah, and again, the Trojans need to get out to a fast start. This is the kind of a game, well, it's not just Atlantic, this is the kind of game for anybody in the conference that can get away from you real fast, because Kemper Catholic has that ability. They've been playing together forever. They move the ball around very quickly, very well. They like to get up and down the floor as fast as they can. Atlantic, with a young team, really needs to get out and compete hard early. And in a perfect world, take a lead early and make Kemper Catholic start to have to try to stretch and strain to get from back from behind. If they can do that, then they can get themselves built some confidence here and day, and who knows what might happen.
Kemper Catholic, the Knights, as you mentioned, a very tough team. They are ranked fifth in the current AP poll in Class 2A, and this is how their starting five will line up for head coach Tyler Edwards. Number 10, Chase Ruepiper, the 5'11 senior. Number 14, Alex Dries, a 6'4 senior. Number 22, Cole Neary, a 6'6 senior. Number 34, Alex Gunnarsson, a 6'4 senior. And number 42, Sam Brinks, a 6'6 senior. That's your starting five here tonight for the Knights.
Yeah, and as we said, we documented the abilities, the skills of these guys. It's just a team that's played well together for a very long time. A lot of seniors out there. They know each other's moves before they make them. So you can't play catch-up all night with that team. You have to go out and play strong from the get-go, or they can really do you some serious damage. And it's a good basketball team. They're fun to watch.
They are fun to watch, and a very quick team, a long, lengthy team. They like to get out there and try to pressure a little bit, especially out on the perimeters, because they have that size out there, guys across the board that are over 6 foot that can really get in those passing lanes, and they do like to get up and down the floor when they have the opportunity, and we'll surely see some of that here tonight. Both teams are finishing up being introduced here to the crowd. We'll have tip-off for you in just a moment. We'll go ahead and take one more break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hetrick Auto Sales in Marnie, offering a great selection of used vehicles priced to fit any size pocketbook, as well as complete rental service. To rent a car or van for a day, week, or month, give Phil or Pat with Hetrick Auto Sales a call, 781-2210. Berggren Real Estate and Auction, for farmland, residential, and commercial. They do auctions for ag sales, real estate, and personal property. Visit their website at berggrenrealestateandauction.com. Give them a call, 712-778-2242. Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company, offering dependability and serving all types of insured needs. Let Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in Harlan assist you in planning for your future security. Call Rich or Ron today.
And welcome back here to Kemper Catholic High School here tonight in Carroll, as we get some of the pregame taken care of here as we get ready for this basketball game here this evening. Go ahead and listen in here as they address the crowd.
Thank you.
And one of the cheerleaders here at Kemper Catholic High School singing our national anthem for us here tonight as we get ready for high school basketball. The Atlantic Trojans and the Kemper Catholic Knights. Team's getting their final instructions now from their head coaching staffs as we get set to tip this one off. Once again, thanks for joining us here tonight on AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web for you as well at KJN.com with audio as well as video. If you want to check it out, the TV page, go to KJN.com, click TV. You'll see the video player there. Just quick play, and that'll get right going for you here tonight. Once again, for the Trojans, it's Walker, Hawkins, Franken, Podaisky, and Weezer. For the Knights, Ruepiper, Dries, Neary, Gunnarsson, and Brinks. Trojans in their road black uniforms with the gold lettering and white trim. Kemper Catholic wearing their home white uniforms with the gold lettering and the red trim here tonight as we're ready to tap things up. They're in the center circle, and Brinks and Walker tap it up. It goes into the backcourt. It's taken away by the Trojans, and they'll start off with the opening possession here. Joe Walker out front with the basketball, hands it off to Franken. Right side, they swing it over to Hawkins. Back up top now, it's Weezer. Weezer skips it back into the corner to Walker. Walker stuck there, picks up his dribble, now gets it off to Podaisky. Off to Franken, steps in, tries to fire a pass down inside through traffic. It's tipped and stolen away. Neary comes away with the basketball. Now he'll throw it up the floor to the right side. Up the floor, inside Brink, steps through traffic, has his shot blocked though, and it ends up going out of bounds. And actually, you'll see if they... I'm just going to say it's out of bounds, and it'll be Atlantic basketball. Wasn't sure who had touched last out of that pile, but the Trojans will pick it up. Inbound pass, it's tipped away, and Franken able to come up with it. Some pressure put on here in the three-quarter court by the Knights. They try to trap, but Atlantic does a nice job getting it up the floor. Weezer now back to Walker as they set up the offense. Right side pass, Podaisky. In the corner. Now works it back up top. Weezer off to Franken. Franken, right side pass over to Walker. Dribbles inside the lane. Pump fix. Lets the defender fly by. Shot up. Rattles around and goes home. So the first bucket of the game belongs to the Trojans as Joe Walker gets one home. 2-0. Kemper back the other way as they work from right to left here in this first quarter of play. Kicked into the corner, a three-point attempt up on the way, and it rattles through for Chase Ruepiper as he gets a triple and puts the Knights back on top.
They have a bunch of guys who can shoot from out there, too.
Now a tip and a steal here. Neary gets it away from Walker, and he goes up and gets the lay-in quickly. So a turnover turns into quick points, and it just like that, it's a three-point lead for Kemper Catholic. Now Walker stuck in traffic again, able to dribble out of it this time. Up ahead to Podaisky down the left side of the lane. He'll try to drive in the lane, kicks it across. Weezer, the pump fake, now the shot up. A little bit too strong, and rolls off the front of the rim. Kemper Catholic back the other way. Neary with it on the arc. Back up top, three-point attempt on the way. That's good. Alex Dries wide open at the top of the key, and he buried it.
As I say, they've got a lot of kids who can do that. You just can't stand flat-footed defensively. You've got to be moving.
Inbound pass, pressure put on. Franken fires it up ahead to Walker. They get through the trap. Now Walker will stop and fire one up from 15. Missed it. Rebound comes out long to the Knights. On the run the other way, Ruepiper. Bounce pass across the lane, and the layup is good in transition by Dries. And a quick timeout from Coach Alan Jenkins and the Trojans. A 30-second timeout, as this is not the start that they wanted to get off to here with a 10-2 Knights lead.
Yeah, remember a couple of minutes ago when Atlantic was up 2-0?
Yeah.
That happens that fast, and that's what Kemper Catholic can do to teams. You just have to be aware. You know, it's one thing to try to outscore a team, but you really have to play solid defense against a team like this. And like I say, you've got to have your head on a swivel all the time. You've got to have those arms out. You can't wait around, and you can't sit back on the heels because they're going to move that basketball around fast.
A team that's tough to keep up with in transition because they all know where to find their spots on the floor, and then also tough to deal with the pressure. And that's already caused a turnover and an easy bucket for Neary on a steal just a little bit ago. And they're going to line up here with pressure on Atlantic again to inbound the basketball after this timeout. Waiting for everybody to get situated here on the bench and ready to go. Franken will inbound it here. Having a tough time finding anybody. Now runs the baseline, gets it over to Hawkins. And Hawkins going to fight his way out of pressure on the dribble. And we're going to have a hand check call here. That's going to be Alex Gunnarsson picking up the foul. It'll be the first foul here of the contest.
Well, Kemper's going to, as you've seen already, they're going to pressure all parts of the court. They're going to try to run you in the back court, see what they can do. And they've gotten a couple of buckets already easily off turnovers. from that pressure. So you just can't sit back. They're long, long arms. They cover a lot of space.
And now the Trojans breaking through some half-court pressure. Get it to Walker, who slices into the lane. Gets one to bounce off the back of the iron and down through. He's got all four for the Trojans. It's now 10-4. Up the floor, Roofheimer will throw it left side. Down low, they get it to Brinks. He's able to get around the defender. Got Weezer on his back, and that's an easy bucket there for Sam Brinks. 12-4 now. Trojans break pressure, get it across, and Walker going to dribble up into the lane again. Now scoops it back out to Frank, and he'll curl in, dump it out to Hawkins. He's going to try to drive. Goes all the way to the rack. The shot was blocked. Lost it, got it back, and now a foul call here. And he's going to go line here to shoot two, as I think they're going to hit Brinks with that one. Catching him on the second effort. And actually, no, they're going to whistle that on Gunnarsson. That'll be number two on him. So two team fouls now against the Knights, and both going against Alex Gunnarsson. First free throw by Hawkins is going to rattle out. No good. Ryan Hawkins will have one more. A couple of substitutions now for Kemper Catholic. Actually, three new faces onto the floor. Austin Gunnarsson checks in, along with Ben Hicks out there as well. And second free throw is up and good there by Hawkins. Back to a 12-5 game now. Up the floor, Kemper Catholic has it over right side. They'll work it around the outside of the arc. Here's Austin Gunnarsson, fires it over right side. That's into the hands of Hicks. Now inside Neary, back outside Hicks. He'll try the three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Franken. Franken up the floor here. 4.5 left to go first quarter. 12-5 is the score here. Kemper Catholic with the lead. Podaisky left side on the arc. Looking for someone to flash open. And now he gets it to Franken way out front. Hawkins, right wing. Puts it on the floor once. Picks it up. Throws it across to Franken. He'll spot up for the three at the top of the key. And it rattles home. Hit the front of the rim and went over.
If they're going to play hockey just that little bit, give you that shot, you might as well give it a try.
So the Trojans get a three that time. Neary now on the other end will drive baseline, puts one up, rattles out, no good, and a foul on the rebound try. Going to go against Kemper Catholic, trying to fight for some positioning there.
It's a good little stretch here by Atlantic. It was a good timeout by Coach Jenkins. They got back on the floor again. They've outscored him 6-2 since that timeout and have the ball back again, too. So this is what you have to do. They make these runs. You just can't let them get too long a run. Otherwise, as we said, it's, you know what Kemper Catholic can do to you.
A couple of substitutions here once again, and Tristan Benn's in the ballgame for Atlantic. He has it left side. He checked in to replace Weezer. 3:46 left to go first quarter. It's 12-8. Kemper Catholic the lead. Podaisky now left side, Trojans. Back up top, Franken. He'll try another three from the top, and he hits that one. Garrett Franken with a couple of triples here in this opening quarter. It's a one-point game.
He's been a streaky shooter this year. They'd like to see him on the good side of those streaks.
Skip pass left side for the Knights, and now they'll throw it back across. Hicks, the pump fake, gets the guy's going to fly up in the air and then goes back over for the top and gets the bucket. Ben Hicks, a nice move there, and it's now 14-11, three-point game. Here come the Trojans the other way. Walker skips it across. Hawkins, left side three. That's too strong. Rebound pulled down by Brinks. Up the floor, they'll run. Back the other way. Gunnarsson lost the handle on as he tries to throw it inside to Brinks. It's going to be tied up, and the arrow will determine possession. And it's going to stay here with the Knights. Substitutions again. Roofheimer back in there. Neary back in there, both after a quick breather. Knights are very deep, so they can afford to do a lot of quick substituting. Inbound pass will go into the corner. Roofheimer back outside. It's Gunnarsson. He pump fakes, lost it. Now gets it back over to Roofheimer. Drives baseline. Try to shovel a pass across. Hawkins stole it. Try to force one inside to Neary. Trojans back the other way. Up top, it's Walker. 2:42 left to go in the quarter. Over to Ben, left wing. Back up top, Franken again from the top. And he rattles that one home. He found his spot, and they're not pushing him off of it. 14-all. Back the other way, a three try to answer, and it banks home that time for Alex Dries. 17-14, and now the pressure and a steal. Dries gets a hold of that one as they try to pass it back across to Ben, and he gets the steal and the easy lay-in. 19-14. Just like that, a quick five striking back from Kuemper Catholic. Now in trouble. Walker gets it out to Ben. He gets trapped. Now gets it up ahead to Franken. He'll drive all the way in. Pass across Podaisky. He's fouled. Shot goes. It'll count. We'll get a chance for a three-point play.
I tell you, I like the way Atlantic's competing here early. They're not giving too much up. Kuemper Catholic's been taking advantage of some opportunities here, but I tell you what, Atlantic's knocking down shots. They're playing hard. They're running the floor. They look like they're confident out there and understanding where those lanes are right now to get to the basket.
That's the fourth team foul against the Knights as well. Cole Neary picks that one up. And now Nick Podaisky will try to convert here at the line, make it a three-point play. Shot up too strong. Rebound comes down here to Kuemper Catholic as Gunnarsson pulled it down. Up ahead, Ruepiper left side. Back up top it goes to Neary. Right side pass, Dries. Skips back across, Ruepiper. Pump fakes, now goes down baseline, Brinks. He'll kick it across, and we have a quick whistle and a foul. A little bump underneath, and Podaisky's going to pick that one up. That'll be his first against the Trojans. So Kuemper Catholic will inbound underneath the basket. Three-point lead, 19-16, 1:47 left to go first quarter. Inbound in the corner, Neary, a quick free try. Off the backside of the rim, no good. Rebound ripped out of there. Podaisky ripped it away from Dries. He got it back and then ended up out of bounds on the sideline. It'll be Atlantic basketball. So underneath, Franken will inbound here against the full court pressure. Trojan is trying to get open, and Walker does. Works hard to get away from Ruepiper. Walker trying to set things up. Now passes it back up to Franken. Franken skips it ahead to Ben. Ben into the corner. Hawkins pump fake, drives, goes all the way in. Strong to the rack, gets the shot to go. Ryan Hawkins the bucket. It's a one-point game, 19-18. Back the other way. Alex Gunnarsson back up top. It goes to Dries, and he'll reset. 2-3 zone right now here for the Trojans. Inside Neary. In traffic. Floats one up. Missed it. Rebound underneath. Pulled down by Ben. Down to 1:04 to go. Up ahead, Franken. He'll drive into the lane all the way against, and we'll see, is going to call an offensive foul. They set up underneath. Dries was waiting for him, and he decided he was just going to stand there, and Garrett Franken gets called for the offensive foul. It'll be his first, second against Atlantic. Exactly a minute showing on the clock here in this opening quarter. Entertaining ball game so far. 19-18. Kuemper Catholic a one-point lead. Right side here, Nick Gredeman is the man who's up top at the point right now. He'll work it around. They'll get it down low to Neary, and he quick turns and baby hooks one up and in. As Neary picks up the bucket, now a trap and a steal. Stole it away as they slapped it over to Neary. Now he looked like he walked with it as he tried to get to the basket. They are going to call a foul as Walker was in his path. And it's going to be Walker picking up the foul. So that'll be number three against Atlantic and the first against Joe Walker. Substitution now. Brody Peterson's going to check in for Atlantic as Nick Podaisky will get a breather. Inbound pass. They'll fire it up top. Chase Ruepiper has it. Back into the corner it goes. It's Alex Gunnarsson. Back up to Ruepiper. Ruepiper does it. Passes it inside to Brinks. He tried to turn and go up. Had his arm swatted at, and they're going to call a foul. They're going to call it a shot attempt as well, as it's going to be whistled against the Trojans, and Tristan Benn going to pick up his first foul. It'll be the fourth now against Atlantic. Free throw up and good there by Sam Brinks. He's got 3 points now. One more free throw coming for him. Substitution. Neary's going to get a breather as Austin Gunnarsson checks back in. 28.5 seconds showing on the clock here in this first quarter. Second free throw by Brinks is good, so he knocks them both down, and it's 23-18. 27 seconds left. Breaking pressure. Ben gets out in front. Now decides to gather it back up top here to Walker, and they'll reset here, slowing it down for a good look here as it wind down the first quarter. Right side over to Ben. Ben gets it inside. It's knocked away, but the foul going to be called is trying to hook and get around in there was Austin Gunnarsson, and he'll pick up the foul. That'll be the 15th foul now here against the home squad. substitution. Brink's going to check out. Earlbeck checks in. Josh Earlbeck checking in here for Kemper Catholic. Inbound underneath the basket for the Trojans. They lob it into Hawkins. He gets it, spins around the defender, and gets the shot off the glass and in. Great move by Ryan Hawkins. Be patient, go around the defense. 23-20, three-point game. A tip knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say it was last touched here by Kemper Catholic, as getting a hand on it there before it went out was Rue Piper. They signaled it. Yeah, they signaled this way. They're getting ready to hand the ball to the Knights, but it's actually Atlantic basketball.
Need to do something fast here. Set up a quick play. Just a second left on the clock here at the end of the quarter. Ben will try to lob it in. He'll get it into Franken. He'll turn and just rifle one towards the basket. Actually hits the front of the rim. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. Fun game up and down so far. Three-point lead for Kemper Catholic over Atlantic, 23-20 after one. Back with the second quarter after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Medical Center. All physicians are residency trained and board certified by the American Academy of Family Practice, and they're proud to care for Atlantic and surrounding communities. Atlantic Medical Center, caring for their friends and neighbors in southwest Iowa. Brown Auto Body, offering vehicles for rent either by the day or by the week. Call Dana Cooper at Brown Auto Body in Atlantic. They have several to choose from. Also visit their website at www.brownauto.com. Kappel's in downtown Atlantic, where you'll find everything you need for kids, moms, dads, and grandparents. And if you can't find it, just ask one of the friendly, helpful sales staff. Kappel's in Atlantic, where you'll receive great service after the sale.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Carroll tonight at Kemper High School as we go to the second quarter. 23-20 is the score. Kemper Catholic with the lead over Atlantic. The Trojans will have the basketball as we start this second quarter. Good first quarter for Atlantic. Good first quarter for both teams offensively. Trojans have the ball. Walker up the floor with it now as they set the offense here to start this second quarter. Out top, the quick toss to Frank, and he sets up for that quick spot-up shot at the top and missed it. The rebound by the Knights. Up the floor quickly they come. They work the ball back at the top of the key. Ball nearly stolen out top. Bounce pass here near corner. It's Neary stepping back and firing home a three. Cole Neary steps outside to knock one down from distance. It's 26-20 now. And a steal at center court. Pressure once again. Neary the bounce feed underneath. And we're going to have a foul as Joe Walker came flying by over the top as Ben Hicks tried to set up underneath for a quick shot attempt. Foul on Walker will be his second. Team foul number five against the Trojans. They get the ball in down low. Try to post underneath with Brinks. He'll feed it back around. And the quick shot outside from the arc is no good by Neary. Ball rebounded by the Trojans. They almost threw it away. Now Hawkins in the backcourt will slow things down. He'll bring it across to Walker. Joe Walker out top with it for Atlantic. Works the dribble here near side. Franken on the arc. Walker, left side Hawkins, and now off it goes to the far side to Tristan Benn. So they work the ball around the perimeter. Man-on-man defense by Kemper Catholic as Walker curls, drives to the lane with the left hand, and then floats one up to the right hand. Joe Walker with a nice athletic move on the crossover. It's 26-22. Kemper leading by four. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Baseline jumper. Brink sets up. The lefty fires no good from the baseline. And the rebound taken by Hawkins for Atlantic. Trojans trail by four, have the basketballs. They'll get it across the timeline. Walker outside, trying to stretch things up as they set up a double high this time. Right side, Ben. They backdoor it down to Walker, and he grabs it from the air and banks one home. They set up a backdoor lob. Walker grabbed it, banks it in on the run. It's a two-point game, and we got a timeout, 26-24. Kemper Catholic with the lead, 6:17 to go in the second quarter. It's a 30-second timeout asked for by the Knights, so we'll keep it here during this short break. Nice little stretch here. And I think Kemper Catholic's feeling the same way. They just feel like they should be getting off on a run here pretty quick to put some distance between themselves and the Trojans, but the Trojans will just have none of it.
Yeah, Trojans have done a nice job of just staying steady here in this game so far and weathering those little runs that Kemper Catholic has had. There's been a couple of times where they've been able to get a quick bucket and then a steal and another bucket right after that, but Atlantic hasn't gotten flustered. They just stuck to their game and tried to stick to what's working for them offensively, and that's being patient and getting some open looks, and they've been knocking down shots here so far, which obviously helps. So a great job so far here by Atlantic to stay within themselves and not let this game get away from them.
26-24 the score. As the Knights bring it across now, so we get back to action. Out top, Alex Dries picks up that dribble near the center circle. Trojans try to stretch that defense a bit. And a quick pass and a steal. Pass knocked away, stolen by Podaisky. Up the floor come the Trojans. Franken, here near side, fires it all the way across. Hawkins, out top, back to Franken. They curl back outside, and Walker will reset the offense now for Atlantic. Joe Walker here, right side, gets it to Hawkins in the right corner. Trojans, a chance to tie or take the lead with a three, and a bump and a foul underneath as Alex Dries got a little tangled up with the feet there as he bumped Garrett Franken coming across the lane. That'll be the first on Dries. Team foul number 6 against the Knights. Trojans basketball. Walker to inbound. Down low, it's Franken with it on the baseline. Out it comes to Hawkins, right side. He'll elevate off the dribble and fire one up and in. Got a nice kiss off the rim, off the glass, and in it goes. Hawkins with 7 points, and we are even at 26 all. Up the floor, Knights have the basketball. So they work the ball right side. A long three try coming now. A little frustration there, I think, by Dries. There was nobody open, nobody moving. He just elevated for the three, missed it. The Trojans get the rebound. Now have a chance to take the lead. Walker out near center court will cross over now, go left side. Walker drives to the baseline, stops, kicks it back out. Hawkins sets up for three and buries it from the left side. Ryan Hawkins knocks down the triple, and the Trojans now have taken a lead, 29-26. Just under 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Baseline, Neary. Tough defense underneath by Adam Weezer. Long pass across back out top to Rue Piper. Now to the baseline, and it's Weezer cutting across for the steal. Trojans lead by three and have the ball. Knights looking at themselves right now, trying to figure out what's going on. What's going on is the Trojans have battled back to take a lead. Walker drives the bounce pass. Dangerous one picked up by Podaisky, left side. He'll feed it back out top to Hawkins. He splits the gap, gets hit. No foul calls. He gets pulled to the ground. Now Walker slices across, leaves his feet, and finds Hawkins again. Tough sledding through that lane. Now the ball's kicked. It goes to the back court. It's going to be stolen. Where was the call? Up the floor, now the Knights get it in the lane, and Cole Neary will get the whistle. Apparently the whistles only work on one side of the floor here. Foul going to be whistled inside on Ryan Hawkins. That'll be his first. Two shots coming here for Neary with 4:11 to go in this second quarter. A tough stretch there for the Trojans. They were getting knocked around and battered around. Couldn't get a whistle to save their lives. Neary knocks down the first free throw. Up off the bench, Alex Gunnarsson back into the game for the Knights. They'll take the place of Josh Earlbeck, who checks out. It's a two-point game now. Trojans lead it, 29-27. Second free throw by the Knights on the way. That's good. So Neary makes both free throws. It's a one-point game, 29-28. Just a little more than 4 minutes left as Walker takes the inbound. Franken helps him in the backcourt. Walker off the dribble now, back here to Franken. Franken trying to break pressure, now to Walker. Walker breaks it ahead to the front court to Podaisky. Right side, Franken grabs guns, buries the three. Garrett Franken is red hot from the outside. 32-28 Trojans. Knights front court now. Here near side, it's Neary. He'll leave it out top. Gunnarsson, or Gredeman rather. They dump it over right side. Quick toss up, no good, in and out. The rebound taken underneath, though, by the Knights as they keep it alive. And now back outside, it's Neary. Here into the corner, Gredeman. Neary. Trojans really stretching that 2-3 zone defense, making it tough here for the Knights to work inside. Now down to the baseline, we got a bump and a foul. No, stepped out of bounds. Ball will turn over. Whistle blew as they try to drive baseline. Thought they were going to get Hawkins for the foul, but he stepped out of bounds, so the ball turns back over to Atlantic. Trojans lead 32-28. 3:20 left to go in this first half. Hawkins backcourt, ball's kicked. Where's the call? Cole Neary gave it the old soccer kick. That should be a dead ball. It should be Trojan basketball. But these guys don't know the rule book, apparently. And Alan Jenkins trying to school them right now here on the sidelines. So they give the ball back to Kemper Catholic. The Knights catch a break. They'll inbound on the baseline. Right side pass underneath. Nice quick hands by Hawkins. He bats that out of bounds. They tried to give and go right back to the guy who inbounded along that baseline. Sometimes he's pretty open. Not this time. Ben Hicks back into the lineup now along with Cooper Canny for Kemper Catholic. They are very, very deep. Knights basketball on the baseline. They'll inbound. Brinks will feed it in. And they'll work it around top. Canny now here near side. Gunnarsson. Neary, left corner. Bounce feed Brinks. He tries to turn him back one in. He'll go underneath and bank one home. The lefty goes up high. Banks one in off the window. 32-30 now. Knights again, full court pressure. Walker breaks it ahead as he gets it to Weezer. Weezer now with it. Fires it across to Walker. They stretch the D. Hawkins, left side, tries to drive. We'll get a foul call. Hawkins took that long first stride to get himself some open space to go with. And the foul is going to be called down low again, or outside rather, against Cooper Canny. That'll be his first, and that puts the Trojans in the bonus now as Hawkins will get a chance to shoot from the free throw line. He's 1-for-2 there so far tonight. Front end of the bonus is good. Hawkins makes the first. He'll get one more. Second try is also good. Rattles that one home. Up the floor now, Hawkins, Franken, each with 12 points here in the first half to lead Atlantic. They lead by four. Left side head fake and a dribble drive. Hicks down low, gets it underneath the Brinks. He'll lean back, put one up, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Atlantic. A lot of contact underneath. Alex Gunnarsson got hit, spun around. Ball out of bounds, and they'll give it back to the Trojans. Would you call it a physical game? Yeah, a little bit. Up the floor now, Hawkins, it gets fouled. Actually, it was a bad pass that created the foul as Franken's pass a little behind Hawkins. He had to turn and go get it, and Alex Gunnarsson ran into him. That'll be three on Gunnarsson. And that'll send Hawkins back to the free throw line now for Atlantic.
Yeah, sometimes a mistake works out okay, and that's what happened that time. We got Kemper Catholic in a bad spot. And that's the risk that they're going to run, though, too, with the type of style that they like to play with that pressure defense in the full court. You know, with the emphasis on the rules being a little tighter this year, it's a little tougher to get away with all that.
No good on the front end of the bonus. Yeah, it's kind of like that back shoulder throw in college football. Didn't work out to the Trojans' favor, though, as they missed the free throw. Trojans lead by four. 2:15 left in the first half. Right side of the basketball is Dries. He'll give it back to Neary in the lane. Little jump baby hook is good. Cole Neary elevates. Little push shot in the lane. 34-32. Atlantic up by a deuce now. Franken inbounds, gets it right back from Walker. He'll run the floor quickly, heading out of Weezer. Weezer back to Walker. Walker grabs, guns for three, no good. Rebound in the lane, tapped out to the baseline, and it's last touched by whom? We have three players crashing into one another going after it. They're going to give it back to Kemper Catholic. Knights will get the basketball in the backcourt. A minute 53 now left to go in this first half. Knights playing from behind. They don't have a lot of experience doing that so far this year. To the front court now as they work it across. Alex Dries here to the near side. They shuffle it into the lane, into traffic. And on the floor now is Podaisky. And we got a timeout. Excellent job off the bench. Trojans got the ball. Weezer was on, or Podaisky rather, was on the floor with it. Atlantic calls a quick timeout with possession. That'll be their second 30-second timeout. But they'll keep possession of the basketball with a two-point lead. I think this is an important stretch with a minute 42 to play in this half. Atlantic leading by two. They've had to work hard to get this lead and keep it. Now they'd like to improve upon it, but more importantly, at the intermission, you'd really like to look up there and see yourself out on top.
Yeah, it'd be a great confidence boost, and you know, it's a great kind of psyche advantage against Kemper Catholic as well, a team that's not used to that. You know, can start maybe getting a little bit of that doubt in their mind if they head to the locker room having to look at that scoreboard themselves on the other end of it. So, yeah, a lot of advantages could be had there if they're able to hang on to a lead here before half.
34-32 Trojans, a minute 42 to go here before intermission. The Trojans will inbound in the backcourt. He'll work it up the floor. Walker across the timeline. Right side, leaves it now for Podaisky. Cross it goes to Hawkins. He's hit as he passes. Now Walker, who drives, kicks it back to Franken. Now Hawkins in the corner. He'll elevate for the three ball. No good. Rebound in the lane is taken away by the shortest guy on the floor. Cooper Canny comes up with it for Kuemper Catholic. And out of the front court. Just over a minute to go here in this second quarter as Franken kicks the ball out of bounds. Ball out of bounds with a minute 11 to go here in this first half. Knights have it. They inbound out top. Ben Hicks around the right side. Lost the handle. Now to Neary. Left side it comes. Long three try. Up and in. Cooper Canny, his first basket of the ball game. A long three-pointer. And that puts the Knights back on top now. 35-34. 52 seconds left to play in the half. Walker leaves it for Hawkins. Back to Walker left side. Walker on the dribble drive. To the free throw line. Leaves it back for Franken. Franken will drive it. Dump it back to Hawkins, right wing. Hawkins back out top. As they work the ball in the perimeter. 35 seconds left in the first half. Walker left side. Podaisky on the arc. Back to Walker. Now Podaisky left side. He'll look low. Tries to drive. Starts. Stops. Now feeds it across the lane quickly to Weezer. Had a little trouble with the handle on it. But gets it back outside to Hawkins. 20 seconds to go in the half. Hawkins the drive. Lost the handle. Podaisky up with it. He's bumped. Throws one up at the last minute. It almost went in. He's fouled. He'll get two free throws.
Right place at the right time there that time for Nick Podaisky. The ball kind of came right in his direction, and he's well aware that he knew he was getting bumped to throw that one up there.
Cooper Canny picks up the foul. That'll be his second. At the line, Podaisky, he'll shoot two. The first one is no good. 16 seconds left to play here in this first half for the Trojans. Brendan Holmes checking into the ball game. Alex Dries is back in here for the Knights. Sam Brinks also back on the floor. Second free throw try by Podaisky on the way. That one rolls through, and that ties the ball game. We are even at 35 apiece. Knights with the basketball. 10 seconds left now as Dries across the timeline. Dries right side. They dump it into the corner. Quick elevation by Canny, and he buries another three. 3 seconds left here in the half, and we got a foul in the backcourt with 1 second left on the inbound. Canny did something good with the three-point basket, then turns around and does something bad with a foul on the inbound as Hawkins gets fouled, and he'll go back to the free throw line on the other side. He'll get a chance to shoot two here. They're in the double bonus. That's the third foul on Cooper Canny. Hawkins with a chance to shoot a pair, and the first one's no good. One more coming with 1 second left to go here in this first half. So Hawkins will get one more try here. And the second one is good. So he hits one of the two, the inbound. And the quick toss up the other end of the floor is off the mark, and that'll do it here in the first half. 2-point game. I told you Kuemper Catholic will have the lead at halftime, I think you'd have probably said, well, sure they will. They're the number 5 team in the state. But if I told you it was only going to be 2, I think you'd be surprised. Well, don't be. That's what it is. 38-36, Kuemper Catholic leading Atlantic here at halftime tonight. We'll take a break. Be back with more for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in downtown Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer, Atlantic Motor Supply in downtown Atlantic today. 4th Street Graphics in Griswold does custom vinyl, lettering, signs, decals, banners, and custom embroidery. They also carry Griswold Tiger apparel all year round. Give 4th Street Graphics a call, 778-4120, or stop by 205 Montgomery Street in Griswold. 2nd Street Transmission and Repair, specializing in engine and transmission rebuilding and replacement. They also offer complete air conditioning service, recharging, retrofitting, and parts replacement. 2nd Street Repair and Transmission Center at 305 West 2nd Street in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Carroll tonight. We're Kentford Catholic High School, where the home team has a lead here at intermission, but it's only 2 points. It's 38-36 here at the break, as Atlantic has gotten off to a pretty doggone good start here this evening. Kentford Catholic Knights won the JV game 54-36 earlier here tonight, but good start here by Atlantic. It looked like the Trojans might be in a little bit of trouble early in the ball game. They were up 2-0, and then Kentford Catholic ran off 10 straight points to make it 10-2 game, and Coach Jenkins called a timeout at that point. And Atlantic made a nice little run after that, and the game's really been pretty close ever since, just a little bit, 4 or 5 point lead at best, and back and forth a bit. Each team's had the lead for a while. It's turned out to be a pretty good basketball game.
Yeah, it really has, and you look at both teams, and they really have played, fairly well overall. You look at the game as a whole, and you'd say it's a pretty clean game. So Kemper Catholic, I'm sure they're not feeling great about just being up by two at half, with the expectations that they have and, the ranking that they enjoy currently. But and with the way the game played out, I don't think that the coaching staff's going to be too upset either, because Atlantic played very well. Good points in the game where they were able to control the ball game when it looked like Kemper Catholic was going to make a run here or there, but able to bounce back and keep it within that 5-point margin for the most part throughout the half. And then they're hitting shots too. That's a big difference, compared to what we saw in the first game of the year against St. Albert. Atlantic just wasn't getting shots to fall in that game, and tonight they really are. They're shooting it well from the outside. That's always going to make a difference in a game, and they're doing the right things here so far to keep themselves in position to get a nice win here.
Right, it's been a fun game to watch, too. The fans here are really getting their money's worth here tonight, because both these teams really playing hard here this evening. And at the end of the day for Atlantic, it's going to be how fresh they're going to be toward the end, because Kemper Catholic goes very deep. They've got a lot of guys on the bench they are not afraid to use. They'll go 10 or more deep, depending upon the circumstances. So you're really going to have to use your timeouts wisely. You're going to have to make sure these guys, I'm sure they're pretty well conditioned probably by now or a few weeks into the season, but that's going to be a key for anybody that plays Kemper Catholic, is how you keep up with that depth that they are able to bring off the bench at you.
Yeah, that's something that they're going to have to deal with here in the second half, especially as the game wears on. You start to see that kind of show up a little bit more. And the way that Kemper Catholic can rotate, yeah, they're always going to have guys that have a little bit of fresh legs out there, or Atlantic doesn't necessarily enjoy that luxury. But they've been doing a pretty good job so far of dealing with the pressure. That's the one big thing that you got to watch when you're playing a Kemper Catholic team, with playing that full court style of pressure defense that they play. That's going to wear you out a little bit more, especially if you're not doing it efficiently. But so far, Atlantic doing a pretty good job of using the pass to break that pressure and not trying to do too much on their own for each one person, and getting the ball up the floor into position to break that pressure without working too hard. So that'll be a key to continue to do that here in the second half, and making sure that they're taking care of that basketball and being patient and playing within themselves here in this ball game here. As they take on the Knights here.
Well, Kemper Catholic leading it here at halftime by a score of 38-36. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more for you here at intermission. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Element 102 Graphic Design and Griswold can design logos, make signs, banners, vehicle lettering, and wraps, posters, motorsports wraps, business cards, shirts, and much more. Call Element 102 Graphic Design, 778-5232, located in between Dusty's and Salon T's on Main Street in Griswold. Dow Drug, your Health Mart Pharmacy in Guthrie Center. When it comes to all your prescription needs, visit Dow Drug. They also offer home health care supplies, along with a complete gift line. Visit Dow Drug at 302 State Street in Guthrie Center, or give them a call at 800-551-3693. And give Daryl Kirkhoff of Kirkhoff Land Improvement a call for all of your tree removal, demolition, and dirt work. No project is too big or too small. Contact Daryl at Kirkhoff Land Improvement today, 243-3330.
2-point game here at halftime. Kemper Catholic with the lead over Atlantic in action here tonight. So we are in Carroll this evening for the basketball game. as these two teams have played through the first half of action thus far. Good night of football, too, in college football. A couple of games. Cotton Bowl going on. Got the Orange Bowl going on tonight. Some good football action happening around the country this evening. And plus some basketball going on around the state of Iowa as well, as a number of teams getting back into the second half of the basketball season. Now the post-Christmas portion of the schedule, even though a lot of schools, like these two, don't start until Monday. They started the basketball season back up before they got back to school. In fact, Atlantic's already said that they're going to go late Monday morning. They're going to a couple hours late for the start of school, but they started a few days early for basketball. So that's where we are right now. Take a look at a couple of scores, some girls' scores that happened earlier tonight around the region. It was Adair Casey beating Woodbine tonight, 59-40 in Rolling Valley Conference play. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva picked up a 71-37 win over Cam tonight. In the Hawkeye 10 tonight in girls' action, Denison defeated Creston by a 47-42 final this evening. Also, Griswold a winner tonight in girls' hoops, 35-27, the final score in that contest. And Tri-Center was a winner tonight, beating Logan Magnolia in Western Iowa Conference play by a score of 62-16. Also, South Central Calhoun defeated Carroll, 65-18. Those are girls' basketball scores. Some matchups going on around the region tonight in girls' high school basketball that have already become finals this evening.
Take a look, quick update on those other games that we had talked about in both football and some college basketball going on here tonight as well. Football action, that game between a couple of ranked teams, well, both games feature ranked teams here this evening, as 8th-ranked Missouri hosts or takes on 13th-ranked Oklahoma State here tonight. That one's tied up at 7 apiece here at the end of the first quarter, and they're just getting ready to start the second there in that one in the Cotton Bowl. And then in the other bowl game going on tonight, the Orange Bowl, it's Clemson leading Ohio State 14-9 here with 2:05 left to go in the first quarter of play in that one here tonight. As we take a look here at some other top 25 college basketball scores for you here this evening, just one team in action. That's the Baylor Bears, the 9th-ranked team in the country. They lead Savannah State 51-30 here with 15:40 left to go in the ball game in that one. So just a few other scores there to pass along to you here at the halftime break.
So that's what is going on elsewhere here tonight. Let's take a look at the numbers for you here at halftime in this contest this evening also. First in the game for Kemper Catholic, they lead at 38-36. A couple of players in double digits tonight. Cole Neary has 11, also Alex Dries with 10. 6 points each for Cooper Canny and Sam Brinks tonight. Chase Rupiper has the other three for Kemper Catholic. Also for Atlantic, a couple of players in double digits as well. Ryan Hawkins is the game's high scorer at halftime. He leads with 13 points. Garrett Franken also in double digits with a dozen, all of his coming outside the arc. Joel Walker with 8 first-half points, and Nick Podaisky has 3 here at the intermission. Trojans missing some opportunities from outside tonight as well, as they are 5 out of 10 from the free-throw line. Kemper Catholic has made all 4 of their free-throw attempts here in the first half. So that's how things sit right now, 38-36, Kemper Catholic leading Atlantic here at the intermission. We'll take one more quick break. Be back with the second half in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Darrell's Place in Hamlin, home of Southwest Iowa's best tenderloins, also offering full menu dining, noon specials, pest-friendly service, and great-tasting food. That's Darrell's Place in Hamlin. iAssociates, providing eye care for the whole family, offering the services of Dr. Jeff Gergen and Dr. Robert Weiland in 2 convenient locations, upper level of Cass County Memorial Hospital Clinic, addition in Atlantic, and 415 Tracy Street in Audubon. Call or stop by today. Fisher Photography, 302 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer today, for all your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography in downtown Atlantic.
Back here at Kemper Catholic High School, we get ready to start the second half. It's the Knights with the basketball here as we get right underway here and off and running. Kemper Catholic working from left to right here as we start the second half of play. They'll have the basketball first here on the outside. They'll dump it down inside, and Sam Brinks got open, but he missed the shot. and it's rebounded by the Trojans. Trojans get the basketball back, trailing by two. Franken tried to float one up from the left side of the lane, missed it. Rebound here by the Knights. They'll run the other way. Neary in transition gets the left-handed layup, and it's now a 40-36 lead for Kemper Catholic. Trojans now back with the basketball, working from right to left in the start of this third quarter. Road black uniforms with the gold lettering and white trim for the Trojans. Now they throw it away. Franken got in trouble in the corner, threw it away to Neary. He'll come back the other direction, kicks it outside. Back down low, Brinks. He'll duck his shoulder and go inside. Ran over Weezer and then got the layup to go back over his head. Kind of flipped it back up top after Weezer fell down. 42-36. Lead for the Knights. Now the Trojans are going to almost throw it away. Walker tried to save it. Now they do throw it away. Franken couldn't come up with it after they tried to pick it up off the floor or from save it from going to the backcourt. Now here come the Knights the other way. Inside, they'll pass it. Brinks, turnaround shot up and floats it in. And now a quick timeout here from the Trojans as Coach Alan Jenkins doesn't like the start to the second half. Full timeout, 6:32 left to go, third quarter. Take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Home Realty, for all of your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, and farm acreage markets. Call 243-1300 and talk to one of the friendly, helpful sales associates at Atlantic Home Realty, or stop by their office at 610 Laurel in Atlantic. Outfitters Plus Retail Store, specializing in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery of silkscreen on garments. Small to large orders accepted. That's Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic. Garacki and Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax preparation for all types of entities, including individuals, corporations, and partnerships. They also offer write-up and payroll services for your company. Give Garacki and Carrick a call at 243-7770.
Back at Cooper Catholic High School after the Trojans took a timeout, try to get themselves settled back down. They trail now 44-36 here after being just down 2 points at the intermission. And now another turnover here as they throw it in the backcourt. It's saved by the Knights. Now they're going to turn it right back over, though. They try to flip it up ahead to Neary. He couldn't quite catch up with it. And it will be Atlantic basketball. Substitution up off the bench for the Trojans. Tristan Benn going to come in. Adam Weezer will take a break. Inbound pass now here. Atlantic will walk it up the floor. Joe Walker with the basketball. 6:17 left to go, third quarter. 44-36, Kemper Catholic the lead. Skip across, Franken with it outside. Now throws it away. Walker cut back towards the center of the court. Franken thought he was going back the other direction and threw it to that spot and goes out of bounds. Knights get the ball back. They'll bring it across the timeline. Alex Dries out front will kick it in the corner. Now Rue Piper gets a shovel back out from Neary. Missed his shot, though. Rebound out long, and Hawkins will run. Back the other way. Floats one up in the lane and gets it to go off the glass. Nice shot by Hawkins in transition. Now back the other way. Neary's going to float one up in the lane as he got free. Missed it. Rebound by Walker underneath as three Trojans got back down underneath the basket. Hawkins now will shovel it off to Podaisky. He'll bring it across. Podaisky now kicks it back up top here to Hawkins. Hawkins waiting for the clear. Now had it tipped away from him by Rue Piper. Got it back, and now a foul going to be called as Neary went to the floor to try to scoop up the ball. Hawkins got to it first, and then Hawkins ends up tumbling to the floor as he trips over Neary, and Neary will get called for it. That'll be Cole Neary's second foul. First team foul here against the Knights in this second half. Inbound in the backcourt. Franken will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass over the corner. Ben now inside Podaisky. Pump fakes. Now goes up for the shot. Missed it. Rebound Brinks. Rue Piper will kick it up the floor quickly. Dries has it. Skip across. Gunderson down low, and it's lost by Neary, but luckily it ends up going off of Hawkins' knee as Neary lost the handle on it, and Kemper Catholic will get a keep. Alex Dries will inbound underneath the basket here as the Knights will look to lob it in. They get it in to Brinks. Now back up top, Rue Piper. Back right side, Neary curling around the screen. Down low to Brink. Skips it across all the way. It was tapped but saved by Dries. Dries into the corner. Long three-point attempt is up and good by Alex Gunnarsson in the corner. 47-38. Lead here for Kemper Catholic. Up the floor, Podaisky. Nice pass, rifling it into Franken, who cut right into the middle of the lane, and he floats one up and in there from 13. Here, Franken the bucket, and now it's 47-40. Up the floor, Gunnarsson. He sliced down the left side of the lane, put one hard off the glass and in. A couple of buckets back-to-back from Alex Gunnarsson. It's 49-40. Knights on top of the Trojans. Left side pass, now a pass across by Podaisky, was tipped and stolen by Brinks. Up the floor, Dries has it for the Knights. Back up top to Ruhpiper, and it was slapped away by Frank, and it'll go out of bounds on the left side. Knights will inbound from the far side. It's Alex Gunnarsson to key it in. Right side, it'll be Ruhpiper. Back up top to Dries. Dries skips it down low, but they lost track of Brinks, and he was wide open for the put-in. Just caught it and tapped it off the glass and in. 51-40, the lead here for the home team. Now a tip and a steal. Dries gets the steal. He'll run the other way, and the layup is good. A run right now by the Knights, and now Hawkins gets away with the travel as he went to a big jump stop. Pass down low to Ben, missed it. Now the rebound comes out long, fought for on the floor, and here comes Gunnarsson. Gunnarsson back up top, Ruhpiper across right side. Dribbled off the foot that time there of Dries. It was saved. Dries came back up with it. Missed the shot. Rebound, Gunnarsson. He tries to go back up, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Back and forth we go here between these two squads, and it's going to be a whistle there against Nick Podaisky. That'll be his second first team foul of the half here against Atlantic. 53-40. Knights on top, and Alex Gunnarsson at the free throw line here for a pair. First one is good. Brody Peterson checks back in for Atlantic as Podaisky will come out. Also back up off the bench, Nick Gredeman comes back in for the Knights. Gunnarsson has another free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. Makes them both. Substitution again here for the Knights. Austin Gunnarsson comes in as Alex Gunnarsson checks out. So just like that, it's a 15-point lead here for the home team. Kemper Catholic up 55-40. Trojans have only been able to muster two baskets so far this half. Now a ball is thrown away. Tristan Benn looking to throw it back down low, and he just threw it to nowhere. Now a timeout taken again here by the Trojans as Coach Alan Jenkins wants to talk things over. Full timeout, 3:13 left to go, third quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Adair County Mutual Insurance Association of Greenfield. When you buy farm mutual insurance from them, you own the company. That's Adair County Mutual Insurance Association of Greenfield. Main Street Market in Anita. Stop by for groceries and more. They're proud to offer you a fresh meat counter along with video rentals and lottery tickets. Enjoy small town shopping with big convenience at the Main Street Market in Anita, open 7 days a week. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignments, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center, 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic.
Back at Kemper Catholic High School in the third quarter here, 3:13 left to go in the quarter. It's been a 17-4 start to the quarter for the Knights. Not exactly what the Trojans wanted to see coming out of the locker room after playing a very good first half. Things just not going well here in this third quarter. A lot of turnovers and not getting good looks on the offensive end. Pass down along the baseline. Brinks is fouled as he went up for a shot. He'll go to the line now to shoot two. Try to pop one in there from about 14 feet out, and he's fouled down there by Brody Peterson. That'll be his first and second team foul here against Atlantic. Shot up and off the front of the rim that time there by Brinks. He missed the first one. Substitution. Kodaisky back into the ballgame. Tristan Benn going to check out. Second free throw here by Brinks is good. Gets one out of two to fall that time at the line, and it's 56-40. Making it an 18-4 run so far here for Kemper Catholic in the second half. Right side, now they skip it back across. Hawkins will go over to Peterson in the corner. Now pass to Franken, back out front to Hawkins. Hawkins lost the handle on it. Peterson able to snag it. Tries to pass it back outside. It's tipped, almost stolen, and now fighting for it is Podaisky, and we're going to have a foul call here. And let's see who that goes against. That's going to go against Nick Bredeman of the Knights. So Atlantic will get the basketball back now underneath. Walker will inbound. It gets to Franken. Franken drives his way inside. Floats one up on the run. Gets it to Dance home. Tough shot on the run that time by Garrett Franken as he was determined to go to the basket. 56-42. Up the floor now. Knights will kick it back in the corner. They left Ruhpiper open there for three. Missed it short, though. Rebound comes out long. Brinks gathers it up. He puts one off the glass and up and in. Sam Brinks having a heck of a third quarter here. Got 9 points here in the quarter. And it's a 58-42 lead for Kemper Catholic. Hawkins. Right side over to Walker. Now we'll get it down low underneath, and a shot up and good by Podaisky. He gets fouled as well. He'll go to the line to try to make it a three-point play. Got him a good look down there on the right side of the basket. And Nick Podaisky gets the bucket. Neary back up off the bench. He'll replace Brinks now here for Kemper Catholic. Brinks just picked up that last foul. It's his second. Third team foul here against Kemper Catholic. Free throw up on the way. That one's good there by Nick Podaisky. He completes the three-point play. It's 58-45. Right side for the Knights. Redeman back up top. Drees skips it over left side. Through traffic and thrown away. He got his handle on it. Hawkins back the other direction. He's fouled here on the floor before he goes to the rack. See the foul there in transition against the Knights. It's going to be whistled against Alex Drees. That'll be his second. Substitution now. Cooper Canny comes back in as Chief Ruhpiper will check out. Sam Brinks back in there quickly as well. He's going to replace Austin Gunnarsson. Inbound pass from underneath now for the Trojans. They'll lob it to Podaisky, who comes out towards the top of the key to get it. Over to Brody Peterson now. Right side pass to Hawkins. Hawkins out on the arc. Bounces it down low. Turnaround jumper up and good by Franken. Nice quick move by Garrett Franken to go for the shot. It's back now to an 11-point game. 58-47. Trojans trying to claw back in here. Neary with it. We'll kick it back up top. Redeman goes right side. Drees. Bounce pass down along the baseline. It's Brinks. Almost threw it away. It's picked up by Canny. And then he gets the shot to go along the baseline.
That was kind of uncanny.
Yeah, he sliced right in there. I don't know how he hit that shot on the run, falling away on the baseline. 60-47, Knights with it. And now the Atlantic trying to get something going back now here on offense, and a good pressure on the outside right now by Kemper Catholic. They're going to get to get a tip and a steal as Drees tracks it down before it goes out of bounds. Gets it off here to Gretman. In the corner they go. Three-point attempt by Canny. Off the iron, no good. Rebound tapped out long. Franken got it. 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. Up ahead to Hawkins. He'll spot up for three. It's good. Nice job in transition by Ryan Hawkins to set that one up and splash it home, and it's back to a 10-point margin. 60-50. 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. Right side pass. Gretman will try to answer with a three. That's too strong. Rebound tapped around. Trojans come up with it. 3 seconds to go here, and a traveling violation against Brody Peterson as he couldn't decide what to do with the basketball and took a step there with that pivot foot. So now the inbound will come underneath the basket for Kemper Catholic, and they'll have an opportunity to try to set some up, and they're going to do just that and take a 30-second timeout to get an inbounds play set up with just 2 seconds to go on the clock here to end this third quarter. 60-50. Kemper Catholic with the lead here over Atlantic. At one point, it was an 18-4 run to open up this third quarter for the Knights. But Atlantic has found a way to claw back in here a little bit. A nice three-pointer in transition a moment ago by Ryan Hawkins. Garrett Franken's taking a couple of nice shots to start to get back into this one a little bit here and close that margin back down to 10. So we'll see what the Knights have in store here after they take the timeout to try to set up the inbound play. Dries will be the man to key it in underneath the basket. Slaps the ball to get everybody moving. Inbound pass, Brinks. Fall away jumper, baseline no good. Hawkins gets the rebound, and that's going to do it here at the end of the third quarter as Hawkins rifled one up the floor, rattled off the rim. 60-50, Kemper Catholic with the lead after three. Back in a moment, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Bank accounts aren't one size fits all, which is why Shelby County State Bank created the GoBank account specifically for students. See what makes GoBank the account students need to have at GoBankSCSB.com. Shelby County State Bank, banking for life. Body Basics Chiropractic, offering wellness and other chiropractic services in Atlantic and Red Oak. For an appointment with Dr. Fritz Beyer, call 254-2639. That's 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics. And Better Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Audubon for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawn. Visit Better Equipment in Audubon today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Carroll tonight. We are in Carroll. It's cold here too, by the way. 60-50. That's just outside. It's warm inside. Atlantic has gotten back into this thing. They were down two at halftime. They fell behind by as many as, 16 points in the third quarter? That's a 10-point game right now. They have the ball to start this fourth quarter. Atlantic with the basketball first. Hawkins stepping just outside the backcourt. Now fires it back around. They get it down low. Quick turnaround shot by Frank and off the bounce feed from Podaisky. He's blocked underneath by Brinks. Taken away by Kemper Catholic. Knights back to the front court. Now with a 10-point lead in the basketball. Out top, Alex Dries will run the offense as he'll work it here near side. Gunnarsson back out top. Now it's Neary. He tries to drive, hesitates, stops. Now finds his way into the high post. Pass inside. Knocked away by Walker. Can't save it, though. Nice job by Joe Walker. He batted it away. Got a finger on that one, but couldn't save it over on the sideline, so the ball will stay with Kemper Catholic. Atlantic is led by as many as four here tonight, 32-28 in the second quarter. They trail by 10 right now. Brinks with it, faced up, across the lane he goes. With the ball here near side now is Canny. So they work the ball back around the perimeter. Now the lob down low to Brinks, off his fingertips and out of bounds. He was looking at the basket instead of looking at the ball when he was trying to grab that one in off his fingertips. It's out of bounds to the Trojans. 60-50, Atlantic trailing by 10 here with 7:12 left to play in the basketball game. Or in the fourth quarter. You never know. Pressure at half court again by the Knights as Hawkins picks up the dribble, now gets it across Frank, and quick pass underneath. Zipped it right by Adam Weezer out of bounds. And the ball will turn over once again. Brennan Holmes will check in now as Weezer will check out for Atlantic. Kemper Catholic will have the basketball. Knights will walk it up the floor now as Dries gets it across the timeline. Atlantic stretches that zone as they work it here to the near corner. Gunnarsson, right side, down low it goes to Neary, and he catches a break. He traveled. As he tried to duck his shoulder in underneath, gets the basket to go off the glass, and he gets bailed out as well with a foul call. So a foul whistled underneath against Joe Walker. And give Neary the basket and a chance now to make it a three-point play. Neary trying to get his position down low. He picked up both feet and shuffled him, trying to get himself set. The official never caught that. As Neary buries the free throw. 63-50 now the score. Knights with the lead. Again, Trojans break pressure. Holmes quickly across the lane. It's knocked out of bounds by Brinks. They got it ahead to Holmes down here in the corner. He tried to fire it up underneath, breaking to the basket. Podaisky, but the ball knocked away. Brinks with those long arms. Trojans have just one timeout left. Knights have three. Inbounds pass out top now to Franken. Franken off the dribble will hand it to Walker. Walker into a double team as he throws it away. It's stolen by Canny. There are times when it seems like there might be six or seven Knights on the floor. That's how good that swarming defense can be. Now they break Neary on the backside to the basket. He starts out, turns, goes back underneath, the lob inside to him, and he banks that one in, and it's 65-50. Trojans with the ball again. Hawkins fires it up the floor. Podaisky down low in the lane, back outside Hawkins, left wing. He'll elevate for the three ball, in and out, no good. Rebound inside, taken by Gunnarsson for Kemper Catholic. And now to the front court. Just under 6 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Dries directing traffic out top. Now here to the near side. They work the ball on the perimeter. Knights bounce feed down low. Fall away Gunnarsson is way short. Ball knocked away off the rebound attempt. Up with it is Walker. Trojans to the front court. Walker will curl, bring it back out. Now turn and go to the basket. Left side. Oh, and he's clocked. No foul calls. The ball blocked away. But rebound picked up by Holmes out to Frank at a three. No good from the top of the circle. Rebounded by the Knights. And we're going to have a timeout asked for by Tyler Edwards up off the Kemper Catholic bench. We'll take a timeout, 5:22 to go here in this fourth quarter. 65-50, Kemper Catholic with the lead. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wickes & Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors, they'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wickes or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon today. Dedder Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Dedder's offers a great selection of new and used cars, trucks, and vans. Stop by or call today at 243-4514. Miller Orthopedic in Council Bluffs, where your initial sports injury evaluation is free. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. For details and directions, visit millerortho.com.
Kemper Catholic with a 15-point lead and 5 minutes 22 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter. And Knights have the basketball as we come back out of the timeout. The inbound taken out here to the center circle. Now they'll set the offense. Dries. Atlantic trying to swarm now defensively. Ball knocked away by Walker. It's on the floor. And it's taken away by the Knights again. And now jump ball as Walker dives back in. Podaisky fighting for the ball along with Gunnarsson. Jump ball will leave the ball in the possession of the Knights. They'll keep it. Gunnarsson will inbound here on the near sideline. They'll fire it to the backcourt. Chase Ruepiper with it. Ruepiper across here near side. Gunnarsson down low. Brinks on the baseline. Back out top it comes. Now Gunnarsson here right side. Out top to Neary. And we got a whistle away from the basketball underneath. And it's going to be against Kemper Catholic. A whistle blocking foul against Chase Ruepiper. That'll be his first. Ball turns back over to the Trojans. Atlantic basketball's a inbound to the backside. Hawkins to Walker. And Atlantic up the floor now. Hawkins. Backcourt crosses over. Comes that hop step. Walker has it now out top, and he'll try to reset. Now turn and come left side. Dump it here to Holmes. Back outside Walker. Walker back to Holmes, across to Hawkins. Hawkins top of the circle, right side, bounce feed. Franken elevates, fires on the baseline, no good. Holmes got the rebound and put it back up and in. Holmes caught a break as Dries fell to the floor, found himself open underneath for the board in the bucket, and it's 65-52. Knights back up the floor now. They go underneath quickly, and Sam Brinks extends the lead again as he hits the little shot underneath the bucket. 67-52. Atlantic basketball. Hawkins crossed out of Podaisky. Cross the lane. That's Brendan Holmes, and he gets fouled as he takes the pass, goes right to the rack, and Sam Brinks came across to block the shot. Brinks hit with the foul. That'll be his third. Holmes will go to the line to shoot a couple here for Atlantic. 4:02 remaining in this fourth quarter. Holmes at the free throw line for the Trojans. Chance to shoot a couple. The first one is no good. One more coming here for Holmes. And the second try is good. Knocks down one of his two. He's got 3 points here in the ball game. 67-53. Knights. Neary now breaks pressure to the front court. Stops outside. Ooh, looked like he slid that foot. Now they keep the ball down low. Drees inside Neary to the basket. His shot is blocked inside. And Franken will get the foul call down low. Garrett Franken picking up his second. They'll send Cole Neary to the free throw line for Kemper Catholic. And the free throw good by Neary as he makes the first. 19 now for Neary here in the ballgame. Chance to be the first to crack 20. He can make this second free throw. And he does. Neary with 20 points now on the evening for Kemper Catholic. 69-53. Hawkins breaking pressure as they set up on that half-court trap once again. Podaisky in the corner now with it. Has to dribble his way out through traffic. Hop step down low. Goes to the rack. The left-hand layup no good. Holmes fighting for the rebound. Has it taken away. And up the floor quickly comes Gunnarsson across to Drees. He'll lob it up down low. And the ball knocked away. And we got a foul call. As Ryan Hawkins was heading down the lane. And the foul is going to be whistled. It should have been. It's going to be on Hawkins. Seriously? That's ridiculous. They're going to whistle that on Ryan Hawkins. He had position. He was there. It was Brinks that came over his back. Wow. Well, that's just a bad call. But that's the call, so Knights will keep the basketball. They inbound out top. No bonus for either team yet. Neary trying to drive. He lost the ball. Now Hawkins, Dyer, Walker with it. Diving to the floor, comes up with it. And I believe Atlantic got a timeout as they got possession. That'll be their final timeout here of the ballgame. So we'll take another break. 3:22 left to go. 69-53. Knights lead the Trojans. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Bridgewater Oil, serving Southwest Iowa for 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, or Al at Bridgewater Oil today. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Marks back with you here in Carroll tonight, 69-53. Kemper Catholic with the lead on their home court. Atlantic with the ball, 3:20 left to play as Walker brings it across the timeline now. As he works up ahead against Neary, didn't quite get it across the timeline. Now he does, they break pressure. Out top, Franken, right side, down to Podaisky in the corner, into the lane, stolen away, bad pass. Meant for Holmes, stolen by Brinks. Knights back up the floor. Kemper Catholic, they drive with it here to the near side. Drees now Brinks in the corner. Dumps it off for Neary, who wraps around the edge. Can't get the shot to go, though. Off the side of the backboard, taken away by the Trojans. Walker, front court, now to Franken. Cross it comes to Hawkins. Hawkins will drive the lane. The one-hand flip, no good. The rebound tapped up, and in. Joe Walker gets the tap in. He's in double digits now with 10 points. And the Trojans. 69-55, they trail, and a foul back the other way. Driving to the basket was Chase Rupiper, and he got fouled. They're going to whistle a foul on Brendan Holmes, and that will be his first. So no bonus yet. That's just the sixth against the Trojans. Ball out of bounds to the Knights underneath. 2:24 left to play. 69-55, Kemper Catholic, right side corner. Gunnarsson going to line up for a three. It's way short. Brinks the rebound, and he wraps it around and banks it home. Sam Brinks with a nice basket underneath. 71-55, Kemper Catholic. Atlantic ball. Hawkins right side, well off the circle. Back here to Walker. Walker stutter step, the head fake, the drive to the free throw line, the duck under, and he buries the jumper. 71-57. Under 2 minutes to go here in the basketball game. And a foul back the other way. Garrett Franken called on a tap, reaching in as Dries got, or rather Gunnarsson got it across the timeline. So for Franken, that'll be his third. 1-1 time, both teams in the bonus. So Alex Gunnarsson will go to the free throw line with a minute 52 left to play. And the lefty fires away and misses. Rebound taken by Podaisky for Atlantic. That's what the Trojans need. They haven't missed many tonight. The Trojans need to miss a lot here down the stretch. Now Podaisky driving to the lane. That shot changed by Brinks. No good. And the rebound to the Knights. Kemper Catholic with a basketball. Gunnarsson backcourt crosses over. Out top, Rupiper. Here to the right side to Brinks. And back out top it goes. Dries around to Neary. Neary right side. Rupiper on the drive. Lost the handle for a second. Gets it back outside. Minute 15 left. Kemper Catholic content to work the perimeter right now. They don't need the points. They lead by 14. Neary outside. Rupiper. Oh, his pass inside stolen by Franken. 1 minute left as Franken gets it to the front court. Bounce pass across to Hawkins. Hawkins down low, turns into the lane. Bank shot up and good as he runs the one-hand leaner up off the window. 71-59 and a foul in the backcourt. 51 seconds left to play. Foul against the Trojans here on the backside. Is going to go against Garrett Franken. That'll be his fourth. That'll send Chase Rupiper to the free throw line. Place he has not been yet tonight. Knights have been awful good for the free throw line here this evening. They've missed only two. Front end of the bonus is good. Rupiper rattles that one in. 72-59. One more try here for the senior. He just keeps saying that about Kemper Catholic. The senior. Oh, he missed the second free throw. Tries tapped out of bounds. It'll belong to Atlantic. Last touch by the Knights. 72-59, 13-point game. Trojans have it back. Inbounds to Walker. Walker quickly up the floor. Right side to Podaisky. Podaisky off the Hawkins. Hesitates the drive, and we've got the travel call. The official all the way over on the other side of the floor called travel. So the ball will turn back over to the Knights.
Usually the one with the best view.
Yeah. 44 seconds left. Neary to inbound backcourt. Trojans pressuring. Dries with it. Cross here to Gunnarsson. Gunnarsson works it across the timeline. Well, a lot of these Trojan players have played almost the entire basketball game. You'd think they'd be getting tired chasing right now, but they're still after him. Foul called against Ryan Hawkins. That'll be his third. Stops the clock with 31 seconds left. Trojans in a position now where they just have to keep fouling and hope the Knights miss. Neary at the free throw line, where he hasn't. He's 5-for-5 tonight. Front end of the bonus. No good. I jinxed him. Should have started that earlier. Rebound to the Trojans on a tap out. Walker now to the front court. Out top. He'll elevate and jump one up from 17, and that's good just inside the arc. 72-61, 11 points the game. 18 seconds left. Brinks in the backcourt with it, fires it all the way across to Gunnarsson. Now they'll try to stretch the floor. Just 12 seconds left. Gunnarsson here right side. Back out top. Rupiper. Ruepiper on the curl. They try to trap him from the backside. The pass is knocked out of bounds. 3 seconds left. Oh, it's going to belong to Atlantic. They're going to say it wasn't knocked away by Atlantic. Just 3 seconds left. See if the Trojans can get this thing into single digits here. Kuemper Catholic leading by 11. Hawkins to inbound. Bounce feed, Walker. 2 seconds. One, Walker. Long three try off the front of the rim, and that will do it here this evening. 72-61. Kuemper Catholic holding off Atlantic here tonight in Carroll for the victory. We'll take a break. Be back to wrap it up for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Fay Pharmacy, your prescription and healthcare needs headquarters in Adair. Visit Fay Pharmacy in Adair today. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle, your local trained dealer. If your plumbing, heating, or air conditioning needs service, call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating at 887-838-4724. It's hard to stop a train. Or visit their website at jacobson@iowatelecom.net. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon and Exira.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Carroll tonight. As the Trojans come up on the short end of a 72-61 contest here this evening. Kuemper Catholic a winner here tonight on their home court. Probably no surprise, the number 5 ranked team in Class 2A. I think most folks walking into the building tonight probably figured that Kuemper Catholic would be the team to have the chance to win the basketball game tonight. But Atlantic, very game this evening. They played very well here tonight. I had a couple of... You know, that's what you have to avoid with Kuemper Catholic is those quick spurts. You just have to keep them real short and quick, not long and quick, because they can be that way sometimes. And they had that nice run early in the third quarter that stretched out what was a two-point game at the half into as much as a, well, they had as big as a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter. But it was a jump quickly from a 38-36 game to a 56-40 game early in that third quarter. And that was really the stretch where Kuemper Catholic took command of the ballgame.
Yeah, 18-4 run to start that third quarter, and it really was the big difference in the game. You know, Atlantic felt like, I'm sure that they played very well in the first half, were pretty confident coming out of the locker room, but made some mistakes, turned the ball over quite a few times consecutively there at the beginning of that third quarter, and that's what really cost them because it led to some easy transition buckets after those steals. And when you get a, give a team like that a lead, it's hard to fight back, and they did an admirable job of trying to do that, but it was just too tough tonight.
Yeah, just a little bit more depth. You know, the Trojans and the and Kuemper Catholic both had three players in double digits tonight. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, things look pretty good. But Atlantic ended up with 5 players scoring points here tonight. Kuemper Catholic ended up with 6 players scoring some points here tonight. And, yeah, again, that depth for Kuemper Catholic, they just keep bringing guys off the bench. And they also made their free throws here tonight. Kuemper Catholic 11 of 15 from the free throw line at the end of the night. The Trojans finish 7 of 13 from the free throw line here this evening. Let's check the numbers for you for Kuemper Catholic. 3 players, as we said, in double digits tonight. Cole Neary leads the way with 20 points. Sam Brinks came on strong in the second half. He finished with 19. Alex Dries in double digits. He had a dozen here tonight. Also for the Knights, Cooper Canio, 8 points off the bench. Alex Gunnarsson finished with 7, while Chase Ruepiper had 4 this evening for Kuemper Catholic in the contest. For Atlantic tonight, 20 points for Ryan Hawkins as he led the contest tonight for the Trojans. 20 for Hawkins, 13 of those coming in the first half. Garrett Franken, also in double digits. He had 18 points tonight, 12 of those coming in the first half for Atlantic. Also, Joe Walker was in double digits tonight. He finished with 14 points. Played well. That might be about the best I've seen him play so far this year. Looked very good here tonight, and they need continued solid play from their point guard. Also tonight, 6 points for Nick Podaisky, and 3 points this evening for Brendan Holmes this evening for the Trojans. As I mentioned, 7 of 13 from the free throw line tonight for Atlantic. So with the loss, the Trojans fall to 1-5 overall in the season. They are 0-5 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. I think this was a conference game here tonight, if I remember correctly. Kuemper Catholic, 5-1 now. They are 4-0 in conference play with the win. 72-61 is your final score here tonight. Atlantic coming up on the short end of that score here with Kemper Catholic this evening. So a good effort, though, tonight by the Trojans. They really have something to build on after that long Christmas break. You never know, coming back out of that long Christmas break, exactly how your team is going to react, especially when you're playing such a high-quality opponent like Kemper Catholic. But, you know, you're always disappointed in loss. Coaches never get over those. But I think all in all, when you go back and look at the way things played out and the growth and progress your team showed tonight, I got to believe Coach Jenkins, deep down, he might not admit it, but he's got to be pretty happy with some of the things he saw tonight.
Yeah, you know, a team that you knew was going to make progress, you know, a little bit at a time throughout the season, just because you were such a young team, you know, a new head coach, you know, a lot of things to transition into this season, and it takes time to get those things worked out, and I think we were both pretty impressed with their first outing against St. Albert, even though they came out on the short end on that one, and I'm coming away, you know, impressed here tonight as well. They had a great effort, and you can tell that they're continuing to improve as a team.
72-61, again, your final here tonight. Kemper Catholic with the victory over Atlantic. Our next high school basketball for you here on KJN will come your way on Tuesday night, as we'll have a girls' contest for you Tuesday evening from Harlan, as Atlantic will face off against number one-ranked Class 4A Harlan. Tough task there for Atlantic in that one. We'll have all the action for you, 7:30. Game time in that one. We're on the air before that with the broadcast. You can listen to it as well, as always, here at AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can listen as well online. We stream at KJAN.com. If you've downloaded the free app, and if you haven't, I'm going to come by your house. I'm going to slap you in the forehead. Download the app. It's free, for crying out loud. Make sure you do that. Then you can listen to us anywhere. We're always right there in your pocket, so check that out as well. And also your live video. Check out the live video as well on the TV page here at KJAM.com. You can check all that out. Again, that's Tuesday night, Atlantic at Harlan Girls, Hawkeye 10 Conference Basketball. Don't forget, we have sports coming up for you tomorrow here as well on KJAM. Big game for the Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, Chiefs are in the playoffs, baby. Back in the playoffs again. Tough season last year, but that's well behind us now. Good opportunity here for the Chiefs tomorrow as they get a rematch, a team that beat them just a couple of weeks ago in Week 16 of the regular season, the Indianapolis Colts. And we're on the air 2 o'clock tomorrow with pregame and the kickoff set for, I think it's around 3:35 or something like that tomorrow afternoon. Kind of odd scheduling when it comes to the postseason. And you can hear all that action here tomorrow on KJAM. And then also Sunday evening we'll have Iowa Hawkeye basketball. The Hawkeyes continue their trek through the Big Ten Conference. I don't remember who they play.
On the road at Wisconsin.
Ah, ooh, Sunday. Ouch. Ooh, tough one. Good game. Iowa at Wisconsin. Kohl Center up in Madison, and we'll have that game for you. 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock is tip time for that one. Good basketball game out of the Big Ten. Say that every week. They're all good basketball games in the Big Ten. Again, 72-61, our final here tonight. Kemper Catholic, the win over Atlantic. That'll do it for us. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here on a Friday night, and good night from Carroll.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. D&J Supply, family-owned and operated at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon, specializing in top-quality service. See them today for brake work and wheel balancing, a great selection of batteries and auto accessories. That's D&J Supply in Audubon. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Memorial Hospital's Medical Clinic. For an appointment, give them a call at 243-1833. And VHS Services, LLC, call them for your digging needs for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, and geothermal loops and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187.